Welcome to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, where we help you start and grow a successful blog. And now your host, Andre Vaughn.
Why beginner bloggers should rely on Pinterest and YouTube traffic for their blog. Those are the two we're going to talk about here. We're going to talk about Pinterest and YouTube in terms of traffic for your blog. Why do I focus on those two, Pinterest and YouTube? Here's why I focus on Pinterest and YouTube. First of all, with Pinterest, if you're a beginner blogger with Pinterest, Pinterest is the only platform, probably with the exception of something like TikTok, but obviously right now with the back and forth of, you know, we don't know if TikTok's going to get banned in the US and things like that. We don't know that. We're going to focus on the Pinterest and the YouTube. Pinterest, I would say you don't need a bunch of followers on Pinterest. You don't need that because you're creating pins, and those pins more than likely will get shared. Like you'll get all kind of engagements on the pin. It's a visual search engine is basically what Pinterest is. Followers are good. They're great. You can go right on Pinterest and you can start getting traffic if you do it right. If you understand what goes into, if you understand things such as rich pins and things like that and SEO on Pinterest, if you understand the entire platform, if you're new to Pinterest, I would say start an account on Pinterest. But what you want to do also is you want to snoop around for a while on Pinterest before you upload or make any pin on there. You want to see how to work the process, how to work the platform, I should say. Yeah, beginner bloggers, they often face the challenge of gaining traction and visibility for their blogs in a crowded online space, obviously. You know, leveraging platforms like Pinterest and YouTube for traffic can be particularly advantageous due to their unique features and larger user bases. So yeah, I'm gonna share a detailed explanation why beginner bloggers should use Pinterest and YouTube for driving traffic to their blogs. Pinterest, the visual nature of Pinterest. Pinterest is a highly visual platform where users discover and save ideas through images. For bloggers, this means that visual appealing content has a higher chance of being discovered and shared. It's particularly useful for, it's useful for a lot of different niches because it's like 70%, 68%, somewhere in there, of the users on Pinterest are women. So obviously they're going to be catered. A lot of the things are going to be catered to women, things such as DIY, different crafts, recipes, fashion, home decor, you know, anything where visual content plays a significant role. The SEO benefits on Pinterest. Pinterest acts as a search engine itself, like I said, and allows users to search for specific topics using keywords. So by optimizing pins and relevant keywords and descriptions, bloggers can improve their visibility on the platform and attract organic traffic to their blog. Evergreen content on Pinterest. Pins on Pinterest have a longer lifespan compared to other social media platforms. Quality pins can continue to drive traffic to a blog months or even years after they are initially shared, providing a more sustainable source of traffic for beginner bloggers. And I think that is so key. I saw something the other day to where it was an actual number on there, but it was an actual number. Oh, and I forget exactly where the information is, but it was a number attached to it. And it was a pretty good time where pins stayed on Pinterest from once it got shared and things like that. I forget where I saw that at. Highly engaged audience Pinterest has. The users are often in a discovery mindset, actively searching for inspiration and ideas. So the entire platform is different from that perspective. This means that they're more likely to click through to a blog post if it offers valuable content related to their interests and what they're looking for. So that's key as well. Pinterest is a beast. I love Pinterest. Opportunities for virality. Pinterest algorithms rewards high quality engaging content by displaying it to more users. If a pin gains traction and starts getting repinned by other users, it can quickly go viral and drive a significant amount of traffic to the associated blog posts. Yeah, that's key. That's real key. So that means also kind of like YouTube, and I'll probably get to this on YouTube. One of the things that we don't talk about on YouTube, well, the people that's in YouTube, they talk about it. A big thing on YouTube is obviously the visual. What makes you click on a YouTube video? The thumbnail, right? Not only you're searching for information, but the thumbnail. Pinterest is the same way. It's the visual. When you see all the different pins, it's the visual that's going to make you click on it. It's going to look a certain way and you're going to click on it, right? Similar to a YouTube thumbnail. So that's how things are able to get seen. And obviously, if you like it, you're going to share it. Integration with blog content with Pinterest. This is the last thing on Pinterest. Pinterest allows bloggers to seamlessly integrate their blog content into the platform by creating visually appealing pins that link back to their blog post. By regularly sharing new content on Pinterest, bloggers can expand their reach and attract more visitors to their blog. It's basically what I just spoke about. Pinterest is a beast. You don't need a bunch of followers. Sometimes we just think that with social media, you know, the followers, the subscribers and all of that. It's not a platform where you need that. If you make a visually appealing pin, you're going to get traffic to that blog post. But you have to know how to work Pinterest. You have to know how to work the entire platform in order to get it to work. Yeah, people that just don't understand Pinterest. They just don't. YouTube, second largest search engine. YouTube is the second largest search engine after Google, with billions of users searching for content every day. Creating video content related to your blog niche allows you to tap into this massive audience and drive traffic to your blog. An engaging format. Real quick about that, about it being the second largest search engine. That means that's where the eyeballs are at. People are searching for information. It's been the second largest since Google purchased it for a long time. Not since they purchased it, but well, a lot of years after they purchased. Engaging format. Video content is highly engaging and can help you connect with your audience on a deeper level compared to text-based content. By showcasing your personality and expertise on camera, you can build trust with your viewers and encourage them to visit your blog for more content. You already know that about video content. Diversification of content. Adding video content to your blog allows you to diversify your content strategy and reach a broader audience. Some people prefer consuming information through videos rather than reading blog posts. So by offering both formats, you can cater to different preferences. I always say this, and I'm sure you've heard me say this before, and I'll say this so many times. I, as a content creator, I focus on how people consume content. They read, they're visual learners, and the audible learner. And that's basically all that is in diversifying content. Opportunities for monetization. YouTube offers various monetization options such as ads, sponsorships, and affiliate marketing. By growing your YouTube channel alongside your blog, you can create additional streams of income and potentially monetize your audience in different ways. You could, of course, there's so many different affiliate programs, but your own course, your own products and services, that's the best way, actually, along with affiliate marketing. Collaboration opportunity. YouTube provides opportunities for collaboration with other content creators in your niche. Collaborating on videos or participating in video challenges can help you reach a wider audience and attract new visitors to your blog. That's the case in anything, no matter the content, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a video content, or even blog content with guest blogging. SEO benefits. Just like Google, YouTube uses algorithms to rank content based on relevance and quality. By optimizing your video titles, descriptions, and tags with relevant keywords, you can improve your visibility in YouTube search results and drive more traffic to your channel and blog. The SEO benefits of YouTube will help your blog. All of these will help your blog, but in particular, Pinterest and YouTube. I would say if you have a blog, Pinterest, without a doubt, I probably wouldn't even waste my time anywhere else. If I'm worried about trying to get traffic to that blog post, I'd learn Pinterest like it was tomorrow. And YouTube, I'd have video content also video content is going to help you in the long run. Yes, it might take a while in terms of getting traffic and building your YouTube channel, but it's a grind just like anything else. I think everything will help everything else in terms of getting traffic. So your blog, the traffic from your blog is going to help the traffic for your YouTube, because you can also embed the videos into your blog content. And the same for Pinterest as well. You can have pins for your blog posts. You can also have pins for your videos. I think everything, if you do it right, everything can work in essence with itself. It'll work all together is what I'm trying to say.
Thanks for listening to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast at www.nichebloggingtips.com.